Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show. Manic Monday. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And tonight we have the Portuguese princess Michelle back with us once again from her hiatus. So she was always here in our thoughts when she was gone.
It's not warm when she's away. In the sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. In the sunshine when she's gone. Anytime she goes away.
Welcome back. We always could spot a friend. There's something that made you come back again. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Today is October 8th, 2012, and we'd like to thank you for spending your time today with us here on the Manic Monday Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with our clip master, Mr. Paul from Minnesota, who actually put that beautiful new intro together for our show tonight. I want to say thank you, Paul. That was a great clip. You do a great job at putting those clips together. How are you tonight?
I'm good. The sunshine is back because we all know ain't no sunshine when Michelle's gone.
That's right. Let's welcome back our host, the beautiful Portuguese princess that we've all been missing for the last few weeks, Miss Michelle Costa. Welcome home, girl. How are you?
Ooh, am I exhausted. My feet have been running across the freaking country for the past few weeks, and it's not going to stop this week either. But I'm just so glad to be back on Manic Mondays. I've missed all you guys. Hello, everybody in the chat room, everyone listening. I missed you guys. Hugs and kisses.
You've been missed terribly.
Oh, gosh, I missed you guys. And Paul, that was awesome. I loved the Ron clip, and I love that song. And I don't know if you guys all know, but you know my nickname for the past, I'd say, like 15 years is Sunshine. So
I actually stumbled across that about a year ago when I was listening through some clips, and you shared that with Ron, and so I actually did know that. So welcome back, Sunshine.
Look at you, Paul. I like. You know, you always seem to impress me, I'll tell you. Unbelievable. I love that song, by the way. That was awesome. But the sunshine is back, everybody. I don't know if it's been cloudy around your neck of the woods. It's been a little rainy over here and a little cold, actually. We're going to get frost in the next couple of days. But sunshine is always here. And I just want to thank everybody for stepping in and filling in my shoes the past couple of weeks. I know you probably got some blisters from wearing those shoes, so I apologize.
You were definitely missed, I'll say that.
Oh, Cherry. Well, how you guys been doing? Like, what the heck's been going on? How's everything in your neck of the woods, Cherry?
It's cold. My husband and I actually had to bring in all my plants this past weekend. It's so cold. And when I woke up this morning, the thermometer in our house was buried at 50. I was like, I think it's time to turn the heat on. So we finally turned the heat on today. And we're supposed to warm up a little this week, but it was freaking cold in my house when I woke up this morning. So,
does that mean I have to take my air conditioner out? Because I still have it in.
We had our air conditioner on last week. And then this week, that's how it is in St. Louis. You go from one to the other.
Cherry, I'm just thinking that I'm anticipating a crazy, wild, wonderful show. Once it gets going, I know you don't like me doing this on the air, but do you think maybe we could do our little special clips for a girl in the chat room who has a huge
date? I think we should. We have a girl who is one of our long, long, long time fans who tomorrow she turns 21.
Oh, the big 21. Time for bringing wine to the Manic Monday show. Woo-hoo.
And here is a special clip just for her.
I got another person on the line, so let me put up Jess. Jess
BB Love, happy 21st birthday, girl. I just adore her, and
I know she's
been waiting for this birthday for a long, long time.
Damn it, I've been waiting for this birthday for a long time, because finally it's going to go down in New Hampshire.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Hey, everybody that's talking about going to Toys for Tots talks about, I'm going to buy Jess a drink. Last night I said, Cherry, you're going to get the poor girl drunk. Maybe you guys should say, I'm going to split the cost of a drink.
Or more like, Jess can buy me a drink, finally. No, I'm just kidding. We don't want her to get all wasted. The poor girl, she's going to get drunk off one drink. But happy birthday, Jess, BB Love. Mad love to you. We adore you. You've been a pinnacle here on Manic Mondays. So happy early birthday, girl. And I know she's going away this weekend. So I hope that she has a terrific time if she can hear me out there in the chat world. And I see you guys in the chat room, by the way.
She's in there. We're going to do one more real quick one for her, real quick.
All right. Sounds good.
It's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
happy birthday. I know 21 is like the biggest birthday of your life, and I can't wait to see you in New Hampshire to sort of share it with you there. I wish I could see you tomorrow and share it with you tomorrow, but we'll just have to do it all over again in New Hampshire. So you're going to have like two 21st birthdays this year. One tomorrow and one in New Hampshire.
That makes me feel old.
Me too, Michelle, believe me.
I don't feel old twice, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to feel 21 again, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
and enjoy every minute of it, Jeff.
Again.
Yeah, this is the only time you want to be old is when you turn 21. Everything is downhill from then on. You're like, oh, I want to be older. No, you don't. Trust me.
Hey,
I'm in the dirty 30s. No.
Hey, Michelle, I know it's almost a faded memory now, but would you like to share any memorable events or things that happened with you in the last couple of weeks at any of those events?
Well, let's see. There was a lot of us. I attended the Vegas Bash, and that was a lot of craziness right there in itself. You know, I can't say much because you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so don't try to get me out of it. I'm not going to tell you a lot of things, but got to see a lot of my people. I had a great time seeing the old folks, and of course, the newbies. Got to hang out with Ian. I think we traumatized the poor guy. Every picture that he took, he had his little crack pack, little sign, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually quacking with Mr. Quack Pack himself. So, you know, I had to throw up the gang sign, Mighty Ducks all the way. And got to meet Frank. He's awesome. Got to meet Miss Dreamboard herself, Miss Ashley, and her mom.
I actually asked someone, Dennis, I think, Luciani came on, and he mentioned her mom was there, and maybe asked somebody else as well, but asked if her mom was anything like Ashley, and he said yes, and it sounds like she's a wonderful person as well.
Oh, my God. I spoke to her actually longer than I spoke to a lot of people. She was just a pleasure. She kind of reminded me of Mama Costa a little bit, so I was like, come hang with me. She was just awesome and just so receptive about everything, you know. She was so down with talking with everybody, and she was really, really awesome. Got to meet the lovely JoJo. She's awesome.
Oh, you even
as well.
Have a good accent. Good impression.
JoJo. I love JoJo.
That dress she had on was incredible.
Oh, she looked sick. She looked off the meat rack. So, and I actually got to meet a few people that I never got to meet. One in particular being Portia.
Oh,
really?
Portia looked beautiful
this year.
Oh my God.
She was gorgeous.
Never got to hang out with her. Me and Lauren looked at each other, and we were just, like, hugged for, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God, why haven't we met each other? We hung out a lot. She's so awesome, such a down-to-earth person, and it was a pleasure meeting her. I got to meet the Glass House, Jeffrey.
I love Jeffrey and Jean.
Are you kidding? Oh, and Apollo, and Primetime 99,
oh,
Alex,
God.
Who thinks he's the villain, but we're going to have the real villain on in a few. So,
hey, Michelle, what about, did you get to meet or talk with Natalie? I understand Natalie Martinez was there.
I did. I actually got to meet Natalie for the first time as well, and it was so funny. We were talking, and she had to stand on her tippy toes just to get at least to my chin. And even for pictures, she was like, no, can you squat down? And I was like, no, I'm not squatting down. You got to, you know, do something with the calf muscles, arch the feet. And she, like, basically stood on a soapbox almost because she is so tiny. I can see why she got away with the 18-year-old little kind of scheme that she was pulling, because she could totally pull it off. And I met her husband. I met Miss Jody. Loved Miss Jody as well. And congrats on her show on Manic Monday. Well, on Block Talk Radio, I should say, that reality show. Here she's doing great. But, yeah, it was such a pleasure meeting, you know, the new people. I got to meet Christina Cha from Survivor. Got to meet some Bad Girls Club members. Though people say that I'm really a Bad Girls Club member. got to meet some Brooklyn 91101. I didn't even know that was...
Oh, God, that's right. Is that show going to come back? I watched that first season.
You know, I didn't even see it. I was just like, what are you girls up to? And they're like, we're doing shots. I was like, all right, I like ya. All right, this
sounds right
up my alley.
Then I don't want to leave out Vegas if there's more to talk about, but last night one of our guest co-hosts said how great it was to meet you last weekend, and that was David and Mary. So.
Oh, my gosh.
David and Mary really, really loved meeting you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so David and Mary, I did not meet them in Vegas. I actually met them.
On your business trip.
I can't even remember. The days have just gone together. They're blending, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? So that was last week, okay? West Coast, 2 weeks in a row, my body hates me. My liver hates me more. But that's all right. I'll make amends with my liver, and we'll be in a back and forth battle anyway. But so we went to a business meeting. It was me, Mary, and David. Obviously, Mr. Cowboy, Louis Stravato from the Raviali Show, Amazing Race Show from Sunday night. I hope you got to catch that yesterday. Jody from Amazing Race. Mr. Hayden, all loved by every person, especially the teeny boppers out there of Big Brother Land. Got to spend time with him, which was great because I hadn't seen him in about a year. Miss Kate from Survivor. You guys know who I'm talking about. Cutie, freaking patootie from last season. I love Kate.
Cat.
I'm sorry. My brain. I need to drink my wine. All right.
She is adorable. She is so
cute. Oh, my God. The cutest thing ever. And she's going to actually be coming on the Manic Monday show to be talking about Survivor in the next coming weeks. So be ready for that.
Ooh.
We got Ralph from Amazing Race. Chris, the winner of Survivor. I can't remember what Survivor. Just awesome. He's actually from Kentucky, from down where... Mary and Dave are from, and the people from Isagenics, you know, Tammy, Jay Bennett. It was just great, and I'll be telling you guys a lot more about that when details come in. It's a lot going on right now, so until I get confirmed stuff. Oh, and of course, gosh, Mr. LaWonderful.
Yeah, we heard him. He really lit up the room.
Oh, please, him. And then... So now you guys can understand, I didn't even know I was going to Arizona till Friday when I was in Vegas. So, you know, I was a little cloudy, all right? So I make my plans to go to Arizona. I don't even know where I'm going. I'm with Louis Stravato. We're traveling, and I'm like, Louis, what hotel are we staying at? Because I didn't even know what hotel we're staying at. He's like, oh, we're staying at, you know, the Hilton in Chandler. And I'm like, in Chandler? That's where April lives. And I'm like, what? So I start texting April, texting her, calling her. She's not answering my phone calls. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I'm like, April, you need to call me as soon as possible. I'm in Chandler. So finally she calls me back. She's like, stop playing these games, Michelle. You know you're not in Chandler. You're in Rhode Island. And I'm like, no, really? I'm in Chandler at the Hilton. She's like, you have to be lying right now. You can't be serious. I'm like, I'm dead serious. She's like, oh, my God, I get out of work, blah, blah, blah. You better be in that hotel lobby or I'm going to punch you in the face. I was like, I promise I'll be there. So she shows up looking beautiful as ever, and she's like, hey, by the way, I just had a baby 6 weeks ago. So she has two beautiful baby boys now.
Wow.
So,
well, Michelle, we
yes.
do have your special guest on the switchboard.
Oh, my special guest. I love it. Let's bring him on.
Let's do this. Mr. Russell Hance of
Hello.
Team Hance, how are you? Thank you for joining us tonight on Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're good.
All right.
Mr. Russell.
How many people am I talking to so I don't get confused here?
I'm Cher Garcia, Michelle Costa, and Paul from Minnesota.
Okay. Two people?
Three.
I just heard a guy.
That would be Paul.
Russell,
this is Paul.
This
okay.
is Paul from Minnesota, and how do I know it's the real Russell? Because your brother Willie and nephew Brandon have been on, and you guys so sound alike to me.
Have they been on?
Yeah,
they've all been
on
our
before
show.
Me, Michelle. What's up with that?
What is up with that? Remember we had an argument that our phone numbers didn't get.
Okay, our phone numbers didn't get. I get that all the time from the ladies. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I gave you my number. Well, no, our phone numbers didn't get. Michelle.
Guess what? It has gotten now, and now you are on here, okay? So, yeah,
okay.
Willie was on, like, right after his whole situation on Big Brother, which we'll talk about. And, And Mr. Brandon was on, but he wasn't on my show. Cherry, what show was he on?
Willie was on
our
show one day when you were away. And
yep,
we had
Lawan
on with Willie and JoJo. And it was the first time they had actually talked since they both came out of the house. It was a huge show. It was a lot of fun. And it was amazing. I mean, JoJo and Willie had not spoken since they came out of the Big Brother house. And listening to them talk for the first time was amazing.
Yeah.
And Brandon came on two Thursdays ago to do a Survivor show with us. And he really was cracking me up.
Oh, yeah, Brandon, he's pretty crazy, that kid.
Yeah, he came on. The first thing he said was he was eating an orange popsicle.
Yeah, I don't even know if I should have got him on Survivor.
He announced, Russell announced on his show about his new baby coming.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, I just found out that yesterday. That's pretty amazing.
What?
I've been announcing that for a whole week.
How that works in our family.
You should have come to our shows. I've been announcing that for a whole week, Russell.
Well, it's like, what? My mom told me yesterday. I'm like, what? Do you really want to go there?
Baby number three.
Number three. Yeah, I just found out yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be crazy if I wouldn't know that right now and y'all just told me.
Oh. Yeah, then you would be really hating on us, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, he's really good friends with Mary and Dave. Mary and Dave Conley of The Amazing Race. And he talks to them quite a bit. And they were on the show with us on Thursday night. And he hadn't even told them yet. He announced it Thursday night.
He hasn't even told yet.
To the world. So,
how dare he? He's going to handle that when we get up the show, right?
He's a different kind of guy. I don't know that yet, but y'all find out soon.
We like to have breaking news on the Red Reality Show.
No,
yeah,
I can't go that route, but but you'll find out.
Oh boy. Well, Russell, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're super busy. I've been talking to you, and you got a lot of things going on right now. So, thanks for coming on here. I'm going to personally speak on my behalf, but I have been a Russell fan from day one. Okay, period. End of story. I think you are the best Survivor player ever, and I can don't care what anybody says. I don't care.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because
I think you're biased, though, because we're friends.
No, you can ask Cherry and Paul. Before we even ever met, I was hardcore Russell fan.
Because when we met, you were all over me.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Don't make me get a jersey out on you. Don't make me. So anyway.
I will confirm that. Let me tell you, just a passionate fan Michelle has been for ever since you first came on. There was she stood up for you big time.
Well, that's
even
cool. I didn't even know that.
Even with the person who started this show, Ron Radkowitz, she would argue with Ron about Team Russell and always being on your side and always wanting Russell to win. And Ron was not always on Team Russell, but Michelle was always standing up for you and supporting you way back, even on your first season on Survivor, so I can verify that from your first season on. Michelle
was
Team Russell.
On any games? Was he on any kind of game shows?
No, he wasn't. He was actually.
He shouldn't even have. That's why you understand, because you understand how it is in the game world. These other people just don't get it.
Yep.
No, that's why I said I totally understood your whole gameplay and. I was like, I thought you were brilliant, and, you know, I was like, he's got to win. Who finds, like, three idols with nothing?
Right.
I mean, can you talk a little bit about that? Because, you know,
let me tell you,
that's intense.
It was amazing me. I would find, like, it was just, I'm sitting there, and it's pouring down rain, and even Jeff was like, this is the worst that it's ever been.
Yes.
Our skin was coming off our hands, and... It's pouring down rain. I'm sitting there like, what am I going to do? Like, I want to do something. So I'm thinking, I'm just going to look for the idol because usually there's an idol around. Usually, but you always have to wait for the clue. Why do I have to wait to do a challenge to find the idol? You know, and then I started talking to producers. I'm like, I'm looking for the idol. They were like, what? I'm like, yeah. They was like, what do you mean? I mean, I'm looking for the idol. Because I don't need the clue. I know it's here somewhere. You have to plant it somewhere. Because, you know, when we're back, unless they plant it when we wasn't thinking like that, but I was like, it has to be here somewhere. And then when I said that, I guarantee you, if it wasn't planted, they planted it. You know what I mean? So I knew in my mind, if I told them I'm looking, if it wasn't there, it'd be there soon.
Now,
you were like a basset hound out there sniffing that idol out.
Yeah.
That?
I said you were a basset hound out there sniffing that idol out.
Yeah, and the best place for them to put it was in the middle of camp in this big old tree with a hole in it. And when I seen the tree, as soon as I thought, okay, I don't need an idol. I mean, I don't need a clue. I'll just find an idol. When I seen that tree, I was like, it has to be in that. It has to be. There's no other option. Yeah, like, this is the best place to put it. So it took me a while because everybody, that was our camp. And then I got so frustrated because I sat there for hours and hours and I was like waiting for everybody. Nobody ever left. So eventually I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it. If they see me, screw it. Because I was like, this is a game for $1 million. I'm going to grab that thing because that could be my winning ticket. That could be my golden ticket to the end. So I went up there, I seen it. When I seen it, I looked at it and I seen it first, and then I came back out of it, and then I knew it was there because I seen it. So then my heart was racing. I was like, okay, now how do I get it? I went and grabbed it. It didn't come off as easy as the camera showed it because that wasn't my hand that they show. I grabbed that thing and I yanked it and yanked it and yanked it, and I just couldn't get it off the fucking nail. So it was like... just trying to get it, and then finally I pull as hard as I can, I break it off the strings, and then I just get up, I put it in my underwear, and I walk away. And then Jay Saul must have seen something because he follows me. And then he goes back, and then when it's all over, he knows something's up, and he comes back to me. I knew he knew something was up, so I showed it to him. And I think they show that I'm not sure if they do or not. But after that point, I knew I needed another one bad because we went to the merge 8-4. So I started talking again, like, okay, it has to be by something that you can identify with. It has to be by the tree mail. It has to be by the bridge. It has to be by the, you know, the water well. It has to be by something. So she was like, well, do you really think they have another idol? I'm like, I already played it. I know they have another idol. There's not one out there. Nobody has it. We haven't got a clue for it. I know there's another idol. She was like, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to start looking. She was like, okay. And it's, that was the producer. So then I left that spot. Now, when I'm looking at a spot, you see, there's a lot of street smarts involved in this when you're looking for an idol. It's
That's
idol
right.
101. When I'm looking in one spot and I stay there for an hour and I'm all around the water well, well, I look at the camera people. They have the cameras up and they're talking. Well, when I see them talking to each other, I know that it's nowhere where I'm at because they would be on me like a fucking teenager at prom.
That's,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Good,
so
good
I knew
eyes
it wasn't.
Right there.
So I watched the camera crews all the time. You had to, you know, nobody told me where it was. Nobody told me any of that. Somebody must have told them. Nobody told me. But I know how to look for things, and not just for the idol. I look at the cameras, and I look at their pop. When I walked by the bridge, they perked up, and they just stayed on me. And I knew it was close.
Yeah.
So, you know, I paid attention to the cameras, people.
Yeah, we had Russell.
We had Bubba on.
Yeah.
From
Sherry and I were thinking the same.
Yeah. He told us that when you're watching the cameras, when you see two people talking and only one camera is on them, you know that they're not, you know, they're just talking about, you know, something in their everyday lives. But when you see three or four cameras zoom in on them, you know they're talking strategy. They're talking about
right.
something important.
Right.
Because
right, and that would piss me off. I'm talking strategy, and then I look at the cameras, and I'm like, stop it, please. Like, somebody, leave. All you need is
It was good, and it was evil for you, I guess, because the good thing is that you knew when things were going on. At the same time, they were messing up your game a little bit, right?
Right, right. So that's the thing. You always had to watch the cameras. And that's the thing. When you play with newbies, and then, you know, like I did, and these dumbasses throw two challenges. Now, they throw a challenge after we're 2-0. When I'm the reason they're up, they throw a challenge to get rid of me, and then they lose every single challenge after that. I mean,
yeah,
of course they're going to.
That would piss me off.
And the thing is, why you want to get rid of me? Like, I can teach you things that you don't know, like the cameras and stuff like that. I didn't learn none of that till the end of season 19. I didn't start really understanding until I was watching them while I was looking for the idol, but I didn't understand, I didn't really get the camera thing until, you know, when they're talking to people and they got three cameras on them, you know, all kind of different angles, then they're not talking about what they make, you know, what they make for dinner all the time, you know. And if they're talking to my alliance and cameras are on them like that, then I know something's up.
Yeah. Now, Russell, when you talked to the producers and told them, like, you were looking for the idol, did they say anything to you, like, you shouldn't look for it, you should, or did they just kind of not
say
anything?
Like, they were like, what? And I was like, well, I'm looking, because this happened. Let me tell you, when I found the third idol, I was taking a leak behind a tree, doing shift change. They were doing shift change. The two producers meet in the alleyway, and they say, he said, man, he found another one. He's like, what? I don't know. He just found it. Like, he puts his hands in the air. Like, I didn't tell him. I don't know. He just found it. I was like, guys, I know I'm about to rock your world. In this whole, y'all must be so excited to, you know, to have somebody like me that you can edit so wonderfully. But
yeah,
I found it. Three
of them. Unbelievable!
And then people don't realize I played right. I played 10 days later. I was on an island again. People don't realize that I ended up with three idols again in my next season. I found one. Let's see. I found two, and then JT gave me one. So I had three idols my first season. I had six idols my first two seasons.
Unbelievable.
So, you know. So wasn't
I mean, and I still don't understand how you didn't win. What the frig? Like, it doesn't make sense.
It does.
It does.
It's Natalie White, if you don't know who that is, that's the person that beat me in season 19. Nobody really knows who she is anymore. But she, you know, she is the worst winner of any game show ever in history. Like I got robbed more than anybody in history. I mean, it is what it is. I might be bitter. That's fine. It is what it is.
Now, do you want to, like, if they ask you to go back again, will you?
It depends. I mean, they got a lot of circumstances. I can't play. I'm not playing with newbies. It has to be all-stars, and it has to be legit all-stars. It can't be a bunch of people that CBS thinks. It has to be people like Parvati. I don't care if Sandra's there. She's going first. You know, and I'll say that out loud and clear. Sandra is going first.
Well, she won already twice. I mean, come on.
I have a question.
And she's
for
worthless.
You.
She's like the tits on a bull hog. She's worthless.
Russell, if you could choose, say, like a 5 or 6 team alliance to go in, you could say, okay, I want these people to go in with me to play on All-Stars with me. This is the team that I want to go in and play on All-Stars with me. These are going to be in my alliance. Who would they be?
If I can choose that's crazy saying that, because that's a very strong possibility that happens. But
well, then tell us.
If I can choose my own team, this is just me saying, some people y'all might not even know, I would pick Shannon Elkins. He was first off on his season with, what was that? You know Shannon.
Yes, Shannon.
What season was that? I don't know if that was Shannon, because he's big, strong, and I can trust him. And physically, he would be part of my alliance. I would pick James Clements. James is unstoppable. There's nobody out there that can even come close to him when it comes to physical challenges. Another one I can trust that's physical that we would win, I would choose Krista Klump. She was a head cheerleader at Auburn University. If I have anything to do with balance, anything, little girls, stuff like that, we got one. I would choose Ozzy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my team so far is unbeatable. And then my last one would be... I hate to say this, but Michaela Wingle.
Michaela.
She was
an LFL
football player. I have reason for choosing all of them. There's no and she would be too scared to go against me, and she would just dominate everybody.
All right, Russell, I have a question about the team that you just compiled there. Would you? Or did you in that team include somebody that would be a bigger target than you, somebody that maybe you don't like, that nobody else likes, and you want them just on your team to take the heat off of you?
Well, you have to.
I only chose 5, so I'd bring somebody along like that. But
okay.
Every single one of them, except maybe Shannon.
Shannon Elkins from Redemption Island, by the way.
Yeah, Redemption Island. Yeah, everything. Shannon, you know, when it comes to the trust factor, maybe, you know, 7, 8, maybe he tried to get rid of me. But I have all that. You know, I always think steps ahead of the game. That's what people don't do. And with that team, there's no way we'd lose. Now, my six would be Stephen Fishback. And then I would have him for the puzzles. So there you go. I got the strength. I got the balance. I got the brains. and we would be unstoppable. That team would be unstoppable, for sure. No, not even a doubt. Nobody could beat us.
I would love to see that team. I mean, just to see the dynamics of it.
Together, you could put that six together right now and then and take any other six that ever played the game, just the, out of all 400 of them or whatever it is, and you can't come up with six people that can beat us. Boston Rob, let him be the leader. Let him choose, you know. Who are you going to be? Who's going to roll over James? Who's going to be more, you know, physical and, you know, be able to beat Ozzy? What girl can compete with somebody that was in the LFL that's physical all her life? You know, and then you got the little cheerleader. Okay, you might get somebody that can balance with her, but I'll take Krista's, you know, I know her personally, and she's a strong, strong girl. So I would put her against Poverty any day of the week.
All right, let me ask you about that team. Who would be the team leader if there would be any? Would you just assume that people expect you to do it, or would you be able to defer to somebody else?
You'd have to take a back seat.
I would have to do it.
Really?
Yeah, with that team, I would have to be the team leader because I would have to keep them in place, you know, because James don't play strategically. You know, Ozzy don't play strategically. You know, so Shannon, you know, he's a firecracker. And then you got the two girls, you know, and I'd be kind of worried about Michaela, but not Krista. But, you know, you got to worry about everybody. But as long as you can keep them in place, then you're okay.
But do you think that your past seasons, like, see, the thing is, your first season, nobody really got the whole aspect of Russell. And then the second season, maybe a couple people heard about you, but you went right mm-hmm. from one survivor to another. Do you think that you can still play the same way a fourth
now,
time?
I wouldn't play this. The first time I played to make everybody weak, including my teams. It was my strategic game. It was my play. You know, I can play the way I want to play. And my first time I played, my strategic play was if I can control the way they feel, I can control the way they think. So I wanted to make them all weak. Why do you think we kept losing challenges? You know, I was making them suffer, all of them, pouring out their water, burning their socks, just anything.
I remember that. God, I remember that so well.
And guess what? Guess what? It worked for me. So I did my strategic play, how I went into that game wanting to play, worked for me. So nobody can tell me it was a bad move because it worked for me. It got me to the end of the game. And that was the most bitterest jury in history. I didn't know that was going to happen, but it happened.
Very bitter jury.
Right. So then we move on from that, and then you know I'm playing with All Stars, and then immediately this guy Boston Rob, he's like really aggressive. Like he's telling me I can be his next Amber, but just not a girl. I'm like, does this motherfucker know who he's talking to? His name's Amber? Like, it amazed me that he was telling me these things, but I had to realize he'd never seen me play before. So, you know, he's trying to be buddy-buddy with me when he's just talking to the wrong person. You know, he just aligned with the wrong person because he tried to tell us when we could eat. When we can't kill the chicken, let's wait. When we could talk about food, we ain't going to talk about food till the first 10 days we're here, people. Rob was trying to control everything. And obviously he did control everything because look at this weak-ass tribe he had, you know, when he played and he won. And he did a great job. Like, I would have voted for him if I was on the jury. He controlled them. He beat them. And they were all weak, just weak individuals. And if you're that weak on the game, you're probably that weak in life. So there is a compare and contrast, by the way.
Well, you know, Russell, a lot of people give you a lot of slack. And, you know, how could he make it this far? Now, they have to understand that what they're showing on TV, there's so much more that they don't show that's going on. And, you know, there's a reason why you stayed as long as you did. People don't understand
exactly.
It.
you know what? Nobody's ever said that in 100 interviews. The thing is, my social game was on point because they nobody knew who I was, first season, second season. They liked me, so nobody wanted to vote me off. I was good in challenges, and they liked me. But then when they found out what I just did to them at Ponderosa, they all get pissed off and get their feelings hurt. It's like you breaking up with your 13-year-old girlfriend in high school or junior high. You know, it's just like that. You get your feelings hurt, and that's it. You know, I'm done with him. So they just found out I was, you know, that I was bullshitting them the whole time when they went to Ponderosa, but they liked me while they was in the game. Then, you know, and then that was it. They didn't want to vote for me.
Well, yeah, they started trading stories, and, you know, that's like the Big Brother game. I mean, you're supposed to go in there, and you're supposed to leave your emotions at the door, but it's really hard, you know, if you're a person, you know, that's emotional, as much as you say, leave it at the door, leave it at, you know, off the island.
That can't happen.
It's hard. It really
and
is
I
difficult.
Said that, you know what, when I said there's a flaw in the game, you know what I meant by that? I meant Ponderosa is the flaw in the game.
Yeah.
Like you have all this money. You make hundreds of millions. And you can't tell me you can't separate 12 people? You know, 10 people, whatever it is, not even that. You just send them to other places. Get them a handler and then send them off and let them make their own decisions on their own. Because what happens is everybody gets drunk, they sit at a table, and they say how much they hate Russell.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, he told you this? No, he told me that. He told me that. Oh, wow, he told me that too. You know, and then it makes the whole game flawed.
Because
the game is over.
There's
no cameras on them.
But, Russell, the thing is that everybody in these reality type of shows that we've been in, you have to go in and you have to lie. You have to, you know, do something that maybe is against what you normally are in the outside world. You normally aren't competing for $1 million or $500,000. But what makes one lie better than the other is what my problem is.
Exactly.
Somebody can lie and be like, oh, I had to do it because it was. But if you lie, it's the end of the world. So
right.
Is it fair to differentiate what's a good lie with a bad lie? It's still a lie.
Right. No, that's like, who are you, God, to judge on what lies worse than the other? You know, it's so stupid. You see, when I left season 19, in my mind, I knew I won. I knew I won. I even talked to the producers, like off camera, while we were on the island. I was like, dude, I won this game. He's like, I don't know, man. You never know. He's like, be patient. You never know. And I'm like, I had to win. How could I have not won? Like, there's no way I win this game. I convinced people to do things. I went to the merge 8-4. I found idols without clues. I dominated everybody on my tribe and on their tribe when I came here. He's like, I just don't know, man. You never know. He's like, you just have to be careful. And then
we
I was
talked
like,
the other night on our Survivor show about how much footage there is that we as viewers don't get to see. And on
right.
Big Brother, they show us 3 shows a week. Now, I know that Survivor probably would never show us 24-hour live feeds. That's asking probably way too much. But, Russell, don't you think it would be nice if Survivor showed us 3 shows a week of Survivor just to give us a little more footage that we don't get to see? The show does
right.
have enough following to give us 3 shows a week
and
show us a lot more.
Big Brother just does it 3 days a week. If they did it 3 days a week, it would be crazy. And they could do that, and they would get ratings because you can go personal with things.
That's
you know,
what
you
I'm
can
saying.
Go
what,
more.
They could even have the main show be an hour, and then have you know little sub shows of 30 minutes or something to give
right,
us that.
Right.
I suppose they could also put webisodes, not just highlights that we see on the internet now, but you know, full 30-minute webisodes on the internet if they didn't have room, you know, on the network.
Right. I mean, they could do that. That would be very interesting. And
I think they could
I don't
do.
know.
full-hour shows and do three nights a week, and it would fly. I think they would get great ratings from it. There's enough Survivor out there.
You understand, these big wigs that make, you know, millions of dollars, CEOs of these networks, they're dumb as fucking rocks. So, I don't know, they just get their position because of, you know, who they know and then their degree and what, you know, I'm telling you, I dealt with them with A&E, and then I dealt with them with CBS. These guys, why don't y'all, I don't think you're really going
right.
to bring three people back that nobody knows. Are you really going to do that? You know?
Maybe they
I'm
want
about to spill
just,
the beans, but.
Russell, maybe they want just that one episode just to keep people on that kind of, like, hinge. You know, they don't want them to maybe know what's going on. Maybe they want you to be the villain. And even if you're not, that's what they want. And if they gave them a little bit more, maybe it would change the tune a little bit. So
yeah, but maybe I don't know, because if they did something like an hour show than 30-minute shows, like you said, I think that would work, because I was who I was. Now, I'll tell you right now, my editing was my editing. That was me. I'm happy with what they did, because everything you've seen, that was me. And they told me, they said, Russell, we could do a whole nother series on just what you say. And, you know, there's so much stuff. Like, remember when I voted, I can't believe they didn't put this in. When I voted Laura, when Laura tells me, now she's in control, 4 to 8, she says, Russell, you're about 10% in control of this game. I'm 90. Well, they show that part. They show her saying that to me. And I look at her and I'm like, okay, Laura. Like, because I never confronted them. I wasn't like that, because my social game had to be right. So I was like, you're right, Laura. I mean, you know, all I can do is try my best. That's what I told her. Well, I knew she was going home. So when she goes home, not that night, but when she goes home, I look at her before the votes are read. Look at her and I say, Laura, and I'm not for sure she's going home. I could be backstabbed or something. I said, Laura, remember when you said I was 90, like you're 90% in control of this game and I'm 10? I said, give me a percentage now, bitch.
Whoa,
maybe that's why I didn't get her vote.
Wow.
Maybe that could be why, yes.
That might
she had a little bit of a speech for you, didn't she?
I was like, give me a... But it's so... The thing is that people don't understand, it's not that easy. Like, for me, I'm so pumped up, you know, because I just went to the merge 8-4. Now Laura's going home. I'm so pumped up that I'm like, okay, just give me a percentage now, what you got to say. And then it was perfect. I thought they would show that, but they didn't show it. And then all of a sudden, she goes home. And I didn't even know she was going home. But for sure, you know, I didn't know for sure, but she went home. It's like winning the Super Bowl. It's hard to control yourself. Like, the moves I make aren't just ordinary moves. They're big, bold moves that could send me home. You know, so when it works for me, I'm just excited. What am I supposed to do? Just sit there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're kind of in the moment.
Right.
Say, Russell, I was holding off and trying to wait for a good time to ask the question you did bring up just a little bit ago about producers, and you mentioned A&E, and I was a fan of your show, Flipped Off. We had your beautiful realtor, Kristen, was on our show one night as well. Nobody's been able to answer this yet. What can you tell us about a possible second season of Flipped Off?
Man, what the deal is the person that brought in the show. This is like it's over our heads. We had good numbers too, like good enough numbers to get a second season. But the person that brought in the show, he left. Like the CEO or whatever they call them, the main, like A&E has different companies, like the Lifetime, a bunch of them, but the reason I know Lifetime is because the person that was running A&E left and went to Lifetime. Well, that guy brought in, flipped off. Now you have a new guy that has to prove himself. Well, if he renews my show, it's not his show. He doesn't get props. He doesn't get a pat on the back. It's not his show. So that's the problem. We're waiting to see what he wants to do. And it's not his show, and I already talked to the creator of the show, and he's like, it's not, you know, it just doesn't work that easily. It doesn't matter what kind of numbers, unless it's like Jersey Shore numbers. Like, this guy can
just say...
It's a lot
of politics, isn't it? It's,
right,
it's
a lot of politics. And then all of a sudden, we just premiered our first show in Australia on Lifetime. So this guy's bringing it to Australia, you know, and premiering it to get numbers to maybe buy the show and do something with us. I don't know what's going on. It's just unbelievable that we don't get a second season when I see Honey Boo Boo getting a second season.
Oh, my gosh.
Honey Boo Boo!
That show just...
You like Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo!
You know what? I was able to watch 10 minutes of it. Not even that.
Seven minutes. I can't even go there.
It's too much to handle.
I can't even go. I won't even allow myself to go there.
I'm almost embarrassed to think those shows on air.
I just think about all the men out there that are molesters that are sitting there just yeah.
Is that what it reminds you of?
The pageant girls that they put on
there.
That's
crazy. Woman, they got pageant girls all over the place. You can't say that.
Those little 3-year-olds don't need to be dressed up like
Sherry,
that.
I think it's time to put the disclaimer up because we need a disclaimer up on
Here
that one.
Go.
Can you put that clip up quick?
Here we go.
The views expressed by guests and callers from the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
I just don't think those little three-year-olds should be dressed with fake boobs and fake butts.
Honey, you can't think that people that watches pageants, little girls in pageants, that like they have molested. I mean, I know they do, but I hope that's not many. I mean, shit.
And
who would want to molest Honey Boo Boo anyway?
Well, that's true. That little girl.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a coronary right now. That's hilarious.
That family is just whack.
No, yeah, I had a problem with the mama.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was my problem. Why? Does the world have a problem with it?
He just does what he's told. That's just a mess.
She's going with the whole situation, and she's loving every minute of it.
Oh, she's loving it.
It's honestly like I watched those Toddlers
and
Tiaras.
Boyfriend now or something.
Oh my God, I watched Toddlers and Tiaras. They had a marathon, and I sat there, and as much as I thought it was the most inappropriate thing to watch, I couldn't stop watching it. I was like, oh my God, I have mental problems. I mean. Who the hell sits here watches a Toddlers and Tiaras marathon? I watched like 10 hours of it. It was a marathon.
The thing is, with all that stuff and, you know, the girls dressing up, little babies dressing up like that. See, I have a little, you know, I have a little 5-year-old. And I would do that, but the only problem is the dancing and all that stuff. Like, and what they wear sometimes. They should regulate what they wear, and they shouldn't let them dance like that. You know, because they go out there and they shake their butt like they're a stripper. You know, that's unacceptable to me.
Would you be willing to teach your daughter a little dance moves, Russell? What would be your main dance move that you would show? Maybe the running man.
I wouldn't even let her dance. I just seen on Facebook 2 days ago that my little 12-year-old is it said in relationship with so and so. I go to his face, like, yes. She's 12. She's a cheerleader in junior.
At least it's not. It's complicated.
Well, no. Yeah.
Because if they have complications at that age, what the frick?
That would make me. That would definitely make me more nervous. In relationship.
It's so complicated.
So what I did, I was like, first thing I did was I clicked on him. And it was a baseball player, a picture of him, and it was on her main page. He was on her main page, throwing a baseball or something, little kid. So I was like, I just can't do that right now. So I called Melanie and said, let me talk to Haley. And I probably shouldn't have done this, but she's 12. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to do that.
I said, take him off of your page, and you're not in a relationship with anybody. You're 12. And that's it. Put your mom back on the phone. And then I talked to a girlfriend of mine, and she said, Russell, because I put on her main page, you know, on Facebook, I said, Daddy is always watching, boys.
Oh, my gosh.
So one of my girlfriends, she's like, Russell, you need to take that down. I'm like, she's 12. She's 12. If she was 13, at least I could say she's a teenager. But she's 12. So wait till she's 13 and I can deal with that. I wanted to deal with it at 13, not at 12. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, I'm dealing with that shit.
Holy, and you know it's just the beginning, though, right? Because
I will go to jail beating up I will go to jail beating up some child. I promise you.
A protective daddy. So
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I will pack some 15-year-old boy out on his ass. He talks to me like he's a man.
I can't even imagine the poor boys who have to meet you when they come to take your daughters out.
I know.
You know,
wow.
we have seen Russell on all of his shows, and that would be one scary thing for a young 15. Oh, my God.
We should videotape that. Definitely that needs to be
in
camera.
One of my favorite shows was when
you guys did redid your parents' house. That was so special. I have to say that was a really, really special show.
Aww. Yeah, it's something I always wanted to do and I was going to do. Because the thing is, you know, I've been successful and I just became successful not too long. So, you know, we always lived poor. We were broke. My dad's always trying, building stuff. And he was an entrepreneur that never preneured. So, you know, and now he just...
Oh, my God.
Now he's a worker, and he's constantly working, helping, you know. And I was like, we have to do something for Mom and Dad. And the show was intense. I mean, it was intense because it's real life, you know.
Yeah.
And when they came back from Paris, they come back, and we drive in the driveway. When I see my mama's face, it's like, holy crap. I've never seen her like that in my life. It was like she was about to fall to her knees. With just a house. It's just a house, you know? But it makes her so happy because it makes it comfortable. Now she can be comfortable for the rest of her life.
Just kept adding and adding and adding more projects and more projects. And it was like, oh, my gosh, are they going to get it done? Are they going to
get it done?
And you knew that, you know, it had to be done before they got home. And then to see them arrive home and see the looks on their faces.
Oh, y'all don't even
it
know.
Was just,
I mean, they show a little bit. But we worked all night long one night. The night they were coming in, we were here all night long. Camera crews left. They left. We were here. I didn't sleep that night. We were trying to. We had to get it done. I wanted Mom to see it finished. It was the production didn't even care. You know, they were like, "Oh, if we don't get it finished, then we get another good scene." I'm like, "Well, you get it finished."
The other special moment, and that was my favorite episode as well, but the other special moment on that episode was when you had a change of heart and realized, I'm not going to push for them to sell it, and because you saw how happy.
Oh, no, yeah. When I seen her, I was like, no, she's doing what she wants to do. The thing is, now, you know, it's up to her. you know,
right.
they my mom and dad can do whatever they want.
Right.
No,
and that must
I
be nice when you can share those special moments and share your family and share the, you know, that part of you that makes you who you are. And that's
right.
what your fans really like to see is what's behind you and what's made you who Russell Hance is today. And
Russell
that's
has
what we
a
really
great
like
heart.
To see.
Russell has
yes.
a huge heart, and I'm sure that was probably emotional for you to see your mom and dad's face throughout all that. I mean, I would have probably gone in tears, but, I mean, to see something that you can give back to your parents, you know, and all what they did for you, it must have been amazing,
yeah.
Russell.
Well, the people that know me personally, like you, you know, and people like you, all my friends and my family, they know who I am as a person. I went out there to play a game, and guess what? I'm pretty good at it. And if I play again, then you might hate me again. But I'm just playing a game.
But that's you in the house. That's you in the island. You know, that's you in the race. Whatever it is, you're going for money, and that's what people don't understand. Like, you don't live like that every day in life. People just always put you as Russell Hance, survivor. He must be looking for an idol at the Cumberland Farms or something, you know? And that's not really how it is. Once the show's done, you know, maybe you're strategizing because you know you're going to get on another one, but it's still not who you're all defined, you know? You are who you are, and people just put that label on you as they do other people in your family because of you, right?
No.
I mean, we see your brother, Willie.
Yeah, like Willie goes out there on Big Brother, and, you know, immediately, you know they told him. Somebody told Willie that Hance was being there. There's no way that every single all-star goes up to him and says, yeah, we know who you are. Really? Dan goes up to him first. How is he going up to him? Boogie's in the corner talking about him. How is he doing that? I'll tell you how he's doing that, because production told them that a Hance was going out there, and then that's what it was. So immediately Willie would have got voted out first if he went and won HOH.
Right.
So Willie was in a bind from the beginning, which what you should do is align with him, Boogie, dumbass. You align with him, you would have went to the end. You, Frank, Willie, And whatever, the strong guys, because you know the strong guys are going. The strong guys go first all the time, unless you get in a good alliance like the brigade did. You know,
yeah.
So you know, I know what happened, and everybody was after Whitney right off the bat. Oh, you look like that guy, really? Well, you just come up with that? No, who told you? That's what I would have said.
Well, I mean, we all watched it unravel, and I was a Willie fan. I was like, that's my boy Russell's brother. I'm going with him. But I have to say that me and you had laughed about this throughout Vegas, but you're going to eat your Fruit Loops while I'm eating my salmon. When you're eating my salmon, I'm going to eat your Fruit Loops while I'm having a smoke outside. I'm going to have a smoke if I want to have a smoke. I mean,
right.
Was that not the best line of
man.
The season? I'm gonna eat my Fruit Loops by wanting my Fruit Loops.
Really?
Tell me that's just not
Willie,
the best line ever.
That's Willie. The thing is, if Willie would have went to the end of that game, he would have been the most popular person to ever play Big Brother. For sure, because Willie was so likable. Like people wanted him to go far. You know, the people liked him, and you know he just fucked it all up. I mean, Willie is the reason, ultimately, that he went home. He should have let them vote him out. You know, he should have let it go like it's supposed to go. You never seen me. I'm supposed to be the aggressive one. Believe me, if you ask anybody in my family, I'm the aggressive one in my family. You met Sean, you know, you talked to Willie. I'm the aggressive one in the family, 10 times fold. And everybody thought I was going to go on Survivor and beat somebody up the first couple of days. The thing is, you have to be able to control yourself. It's a little thing called wisdom, and Willie doesn't have it. So, you know, because he doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't have as much life experience as me, but you can't headbutt somebody on national television. If you do, just knock them out. Just hit them. Don't headbutt them. Just knock them out. If you're going to get kicked off, get kicked off right. You know what I mean? If I'm going out, I'm going out with a bang. It's going to be the biggest televised reality event, I mean, moment in history. I'm going to knock this motherfucker out cold. Done.
But you can also go out with a bang. Russell, you can also go out with a bang without having to actually bang somebody. I mean, I was just like watching it, and I'm like, oh my gosh! I mean, there was people that were wanting him to get to that point. They knew what they were doing, which to me, I was a little like, you know, if that's what they wanted to get at, they did what they wanted to do. But at the same time, I don't know how long you've been watching Big Brother. I think you've been watching it for a while. There was other times where there was actually physical competition. There was chest bumps. There was other things. So. For me, I was kind of like, okay, where do you draw the line? What's acceptable? What's not? Should Joe have gotten kicked out? Because Joe kind of was putting up
his dukes too. You know, they didn't invite Willie to anything.
Yeah.
Like, Willie didn't get invited to the finale. Willie didn't even get, you know, you couldn't vote for him for fan favorite. Like, they were like, because of that, like, he actually did what I just said. Like, he actually knocked him out. He, if you look at the tape, you can see this guy coming at Willie. Like, Willie stands there, and he's standing there, and then he gets closer to Willie's face, and that's when Willie pushes him with his chest and head, pushes him, and then he just goes back like he's fucking a soccer player.
That's exactly right. He basically, they were in each other's faces to the point where their foreheads actually touched.
And then
and Willie
Joe
sort of shoved him off
Willie.
With his forehead. There was no headbutt. There was
right.
no headbutt.
Of right.
And
that's exactly what it was.
I mean, he just sort of shoved him off with his head because they got in each other's face, like I said, so close that their foreheads touched. And then he just shoved him off with his forehead. And I've seen harder hits in Big Brother, and
mm-hmm.
It didn't culminate in somebody's eviction. But, I mean, they said
Hey, you know what happened before that? And I talked to Ian about it before Willie went and did all that. I don't know what, you might be able to tell me what it is, but there's a door you knock on or you can go into.
He tried to get into the diary room.
Diary room.
He knocked. Ian said that he kept knocking and they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah,
that's true.
He wanted to get away
trying,
from the situation,
He's trying to calm down. He's trying to, but guess what? CBS wanted something to happen.
I've talked to Willie at length
about
this.
When
he told me
that's pussy.
He told me that he was wanting to go into the diary room to find out where the line was that he couldn't cross. Because, you know, yes, he was wanting to try to get the attention off of JoJo and Shane. He didn't want to bring them down with him. He wanted to, you know, get all the attention off of them so that they weren't going down
in
this blaze of fire with
him.
He didn't want to get himself evicted, but he did want to go up to that line, but not cross it. And he wanted to go in the diary room and talk to them, but they would not allow him in the diary room. If they would have allowed him to go into the diary room, I think everything would have been different, but they would not allow him to go in the diary room at all. And
you know what I would have done if I was Willie? I wouldn't have hit nobody. I would have broke that door with my foot like I'm going in for a drug bust. Like, oh, you talking to me.
That door
and
is
made
of steel. I believe me, I tried.
They're going to kick me out because I broke their door?
No, I tried. It doesn't work.
No, I'd have broke that sucker down, I promise you. 200 pounds.
Or,
believe
Michelle, he could have started breaking lollipops like Ollie did.
I mean, my season, Ollie destroyed the house. He broke lollipops. He broke the key wall. He broke weights and lamps. He kicked them. And you know what they did, Russell? They asked me to go in the diving room and told me they were concerned about me because it was the calm before the storm, and I hadn't done anything, and they were worried about me. And I go, did you not miss Ollie? He's breaking everything in your house right now. And they're like, we're concerned about you. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell, I think if you were in there, And this brings up one of my two favorite moments on Flipped Off. If you had a shotgun, you would have taken it to one of the walls like you did in Flipped Off. That was hilarious.
Hey, I don't mind. Hey, I've been hunting all my life.
And the other one was when you scared your brother Sean in the RV. That was
That was funny. It was so many good stuff that happened. It was real. Like Sean was literally legitimately scared.
he's so funny. Oh my gosh.
You know Sean's a scaredy cat. You know how he is. Doesn't he seem like a scaredy cat to you?
He's so sweet. Sean is so funny.
You
but
had him sleeping
like
in that trailer.
He's a little scaredy cat.
Well, then why'd you go scare him like that?
Because I wanted to. I drove 25 minutes to scare him.
It's his brother. What else is he supposed to do that?
I live outside of Houston. I drove all the way downtown Houston to scare that boy. He better get scared.
Do you know what's so great, though? You have these memories that are on film to be able to share with you and all your kids and your great-grandkids, your grandkids, whatever, you know.
Right.
And it's so special to have that because, you know, it's not often that you can share something with your brother that you did and then with your mother and father in just the moments you had. So
that's
it must have been such a great.
That's what I'm going to do with my first boy that my kids are going to watch the season of Survivor together.
Russell, we have somebody in the chat room named Mr. No Pants that wants to know if we're going to see you on any upcoming reality TV in the near future.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I got some calls, some serious stuff. I can't say what it is, but it's a very strong possibility that you
what
will see me. How would you not see me again? What network? Going to put Russell Hance on their TV screen, you know? I'm just saying. Even my mama, I can't say she's got this major, and it's a little cooking show.
Ooh!
Wow!
So
cooking up Louisiana style.
The Hances aren't finished yet.
No, I would think not.
We need some of the female Hanses to show up. That sounds great.
Oh.
Yeah, I need mom to get on something to calm everything down. Because listen what happened, you know. Well, you don't even know half what happened, but I'll tell you what you do know. Because I know the whole story. You haven't seen the whole story yet. But, you got Brandon, he's little wacko, people think he's a little crazy, you know, his religion and all this stuff. Well, just saying. And then you have.
Just throwing it out there.
You have Willie. you have Willie that, headbutts somebody that they say, allegedly. and then all of a sudden, you know, what I created in the Hance name and the strategic play and all that, it's almost disappearing, and that makes me sick to my stomach. You know, because I created a strategic, smart, street smart kind of play that I wanted to stand, you know, and I went to the end twice in a row because of how I played the game. And now all of a sudden it's just like going by the wayside because of my family. You know, and that's not fair for me, is it? You know, that's not fair for me. But guess what? CBS is blaming me because they said, which is bullcrap, because I talked to somebody, but I heard somebody said with CBS that they would never use a Hance again because of Brandon and Willie. What did I do? I made you millions of dollars. That's what I did. You know,
I'm sure they were
able to bring Survivor back because of me.
I think that they would definitely bring back, definitely you for something. What? God only knows, I'll tell you. But, I mean,
I want to do Amazing Race with somebody.
Hey, I think that you would be great at that. You would probably
but
beat up a taxi driver or something.
I want to do it with like my ex, McKayla, or something like that. Like something we know we would be fighting, and you know.
Of course. Well, you know what I wanted to ask you, Russell? Let's just go off a little bit. We haven't really talked about it, but what is your thoughts on the Survivor season that's going on right now, and who is your favorite or favorites?
Well, at first I was, you know, I was pulling for Big Russell, and because we played on the same season, I know him, and he's a good guy. You know, outside
he
the game, but now when I'm watching it, it's like this dude didn't learn anything the first time he played. It's like he's playing for the first time, so it's just ridiculous. He's a terrible player. Like, and
I hope I don't say that because
I like the guy, but he's just not a good player, and the season is boring to me. I like Jeff Kent because I'm a fan. I'm a huge Houston Astros fan. He played for the Giants and got traded to the Astros. They went to the World Series. People don't know too much about baseball, I'm sure, you know. But Jeff Kent is maybe the fifth to best second baseman to ever play the game, ever, ever. He has more home runs than any second baseman in history. So Jeff Kent, he was a huge fan of mine in baseball. And all of a sudden, he's playing Survivor. You know, it's like, wow. I would have known who he was right off the bat. It would have been funny if he would have went out there with me. But I don't know. I mean, there's really not I like the girl that eats cookies.
Like, yeah, like, I was just about to ask you, do you like the cookie girl? I was just about to say,
like,
don't put your hand in the
like,
cookie jar. It's going to get crunched.
With her, it's perfect. What's her name?
Ashley.
It's not Ashley, is it? Is it Ashley or Angela? Angie.
Oh, Angie.
No,
Angie.
I don't think it's
Ashley. Right. You're right.
Yeah, but Angie, yep.
Yeah, well, the thing is with her, she's... like you can have your cookie and eat it too with her.
Cookie,
she's from Utah,
cookie.
So I'm good with her.
I love Jeff Probst when he responded to that. That was classic. Are you?
It actually
serious?
Made it on the soup. They've actually
Jeff
made it on the
pretty
soup.
Pretty amazing. Jeff is an amazing host. Amazing.
Yep.
Like
he
that
is.
Guy. I mean, I don't care, you know, he might not even like me, you know, outside the game, which is fine, but he likes me inside the game. But the guy, he just, when he's, like, I'll sit there and I'm like, oh, no, Jeff. Like, I'll tell him this stuff y'all don't see. He's like, no, Jeff, like, stop. Because he tries to get stuff out you, because he knows what's going on. And then he just tries to get it out you. And most weak people, he gets it out of. Easily.
Yeah, he's
one
good.
Tribal council, he came at me, like right after season 19, season 20, the first tribal council, Jeff was looking, and I was beat. I was weak. I just played a whole season. I'm right back. I'm just, my whole body's just drained. I can't do challenging. I'm like, I was just fucked up. And Jeff, everybody's fighting. And then he looks at me while they're fighting, and I see him looking at me, and all I do is I shake my head no, and I put my head. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready right now.
Oh,
he didn't
boy.
Ask me another question that night. You know? And he knows that kind of stuff. So, Jeff, you know, he's a really good host.
Hey, I have to ask you, and
he married somebody with what?
No, I was just gonna say I have to ask you about. I seem to have favorites on the first episode that invariably always get voted out the first episode, but I'm curious to ask your opinion about Zane because he was doing some really crazy strategy type of thing. Did you see any of? Oh, this is gonna insult you. I hope not. Did you see any of you in some of the
no.
Okay.
No, no. The thing is, this is what's crazy. I just talked, like, it's crazy because about 2 weeks ago I talked to a CBS person that I like, and she was like, Russell, it's crazy what happened, like, out there, like what you did. And what I did was I changed the way that people view the game and play the game.
Mm.
And now when they try to play the game like me, they get voted off. So now you better change your strategy and don't play it like me, because guess what? It can't happen again. It's done. What I did 2 seasons in a row, it's finished. I can't go out there again and do that same thing. I can't even do it. Not even me. I have to go out there and be a nice, nice, nice guy that people are like, wow, you know, Russell's a sweet guy. But guess what? There's not going to be much strategic play. I'm just going to be a fucking sweetheart. And how fucking interesting is that?
Yeah, but he was a little, like, ridiculous. I mean, who goes and tells everybody, I have a deal with everybody. Hey, by the way, I have a deal with you and everybody. Hey, by the way, I have a deal with you and everybody.
Who freaking does that? That don't work.
So, Russell, if you had to be on one of the tribes this season, basically, I guess what I'm asking is, which of the 3 returning survivors would you choose to be on their team with?
If I can be out there and talk to them and bring them, believe it or not, I would take Russell. But because I think that he just has, I think that he is just so confused and lost that he thinks he's a leader, but he needs a leader. And then if I was out there, I think that I can put him under my wing with his little team, with the same team, and win every team, you know, and win the challenges we need to win.
Okay, let me change my question. Now, without you there, who do you think is the strongest of the 3 that are there?
Scoopton.
Scooping, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, well.
Do you think that?
I think it's still early. I don't know, for me it's still early.
I would have probably thought it was Russell because, you know, because when you see somebody, you have an opinion. And Russell is shredded, you know, and he's big, shredded, looks like he's in really good shape. But you've seen last season, I mean last episode, he can't do it. He's already lost.
Some people bark is bigger than their bite.
And then when his team loses, then he hollers at them. You can't do that. You can't do that on Survivor. That works in the real world maybe, but not on an island when you're getting rained on and you're suffering and you miss everybody. All you do is you get pissed off. You can't do that on that world.
Yeah, especially when you're coming back and, you know, you should be setting an example, not reaming everybody out.
And trying to build them up for the next
time. You don't holler at them. What you do is you talk to them when you're just randomly talking. You know, you don't bring them to the side. You know, like Willie did. He had a meeting with everybody.
Meeting! Oh, gosh. When you
everybody,
hear that.
Oh, God. Everybody up here, not the coaches. I'm like, holy crap. When he was doing that, I was like, this dude, he didn't learn anything from me. Nothing. Like, that dude was so stressed out. I don't know. He just...
But
really
he was really doing it because he really cared about all the new people. He really had their best interest in his heart.
No, I think he did. But... the thing, Willie, let me tell you how this would have went down, because I do think in the long term. Willie would have went further in that game. Me and Willie would have did Amazing Race, for sure, no doubt. And then we would have won that, and Willie would have, you know, me and Willie would have been like, oh, Willie, the Hance brothers, yay. We would have had a show like the Kardashians.
You guys would have been the new, let's think of a, let's see, Will Russ or Russ Will. You guys would have been like the J Joe or something like that, you know?
Willie's just not as charming as me. That's all.
Well, you know, you know as well as I know, you guys have the island and we have the house, but that house is crazy, and I'm sure the island is as crazy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Would you ever want to do Big Brother,
I don't even know.
Russell? Russell, would you ever do Big Brother?
I would love to. I talk to Robin all the time. I'm like, put me on Big Brother, girl. I promise I won't headbutt nobody. And you know what? I can guarantee you, they put me there. They would like. I convince people to keep me, especially if it's all stars. Especially if it's like people like you there, right?
What?
I mean, come on. It only makes.
Wait, are we making a final two deal on air? Is that what's going on?
No, I don't make final. I don't make finals anymore.
I bake cookies. The Portuguese princess has got a cookie in a jersey with your name on it. So we good.
That girl's pretty cute, though. She's a little cutie, but I found out some crazy things about that girl. She's
who,
a wild
about who?
Child.
Who?
Angie.
Oh.
She's a wild girl.
Apparently,
yeah.
Today's
I'm gonna
her
tell
birthday.
You. I'm gonna tell you some stuff in Virginia. You're gonna be
oh, okay.
shocked. You'll be
well,
shocked.
Well, I'm glad that. I am glad that you brought that up right now, Russell. Virginia, so me and Russell, along with a lot of many other of your favorite reality stars, are going to be attending another event this weekend coming up. It's going to be in Virginia. It's called Reality Rescue, and it's going to be my third year, and Russell is going to be going this year. Russell, are you super excited about attending another event?
This is my first
you know,
time.
We get to hang
I'm
out. We get to hang out each other again. Pop in the cherry. Ow.
I'm gonna be a good boy here. I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm gonna try to be a good boy.
That's no fun.
No
yeah.
more. No more Vegas. What was she? She was a break. Made no more Vegas Maids of Honors, right?
Well, Virginia. So, does what happens in Virginia stays in Virginia? Does that still work? Is that still the code?
I don't think it works like that in Virginia.
Okay.
So we gotta,
okay.
you know, just take a deep breath.
Slow it down.
I'll bring the vodka. We just stay in my room and just be quiet, just me and you.
We'll make cookies. We'll make, you know, other types of baked goods.
Brownies.
I didn't know if that word was going to be said, but every time you hear that word, you drink your wine. And that word of the day is brownies.
I'm not bringing Sean.
Oh, boy. Well, Russell, I just want to say thank you so much. We're going to be closing out the show. You
yeah.
have been amazing guest. I absolutely love and adore you. Not just a fan, but you are my boo-boo. I'm going to admit you're
okay.
my honey boo-boo. You're my honey boo-boo.
Okay.
We'll
honey boo-boo, and then we can drink some shots.
Honey boo-boo got nothing on you, I'm telling you.
Russell, I as well, I'm so happy you stayed on. And thank you for staying on the whole time, too. I don't know how busy you are in your personal life, but what a treat. Thank you for hanging in there the whole time.
No problem. Next
it's fantasy football is all messed up now. Now it's fantasy football's done.
Yeah. Next show I do, I'll come back.
All right.
Absolutely. This is Cherry. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. You take care and tell the whole team hands I said hi.
All right, honey.
Take care.
All right, Russell. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
That's really bye.
Bye-bye. What a fun guest.
Ugh.
Love
way
him.
Way to go,
you know,
Michelle.
You know, I just wanted people to see the real Russell. Like I said, everybody has their character, their persona. But people don't understand. When the episode ends, whether it be live, like Big Brother, or a few months later on Survivor, we're regular people. We're just like you. We're just like them. We're just like us. We're just like anybody else out there. You know, it's not like we play Survivor or Big Brother, or Amazing Race, or whatever it's real world, whatever you watch. We are real people with hearts. And, you know, it was good to see the side of him, you know, flipping out, getting to see his family and having his brother be a part of it, seeing Brandon, you know, you could see the different aspects of their family. There's a reason why there's people picked to be on reality shows. I'll be the one to admit, we're not right. Okay? If we were right, we'd be wrong. We'd be wrong. We'd be thrown in the back burner. And it really is what it is. I mean, that's why you guys tune in every week or every day, like me, to watch something that you love, right? And you can't hate the person. You can't hate the player. Hate the game. Is that not perfect for what we're all talking about right now? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. And if
that's
it's the player
so true.
That can play the game well, or if the player is going to get the game played on them. We never know the outcome. That's why we stick around. But it's just like football. It's just like politics. It's just like a lot of things in life. You like jam, I like peanut butter. You like mint, I like Obama. Whatever it is, we can't all like the same team. That's what makes the world go round. You might
That's
like
true.
Big Bird. I fucking love Big Bird. Don't fucking take Big Bird off.
I mean,
who takes Big Bird off? Who fucks with Big Bird?
Who
That's
could
right. You tell him,
who
Michelle.
Could possibly love the Patriots? I mean, come on, people.
Go Patriots. By the way, awesome game was there yesterday. Peyton.
Time is up.
Another one. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Just one more Manning to go.
Hey,
anyway.
I know you don't probably pay attention, but with my breath held, my Vikings are 4-1, tied with the Dub Bears.
And my Cards just won 12-4 today. I actually
World
know.
Go Pats, go Red Sox.
I'm trying to follow something from hockey.
Red Sox, disgusting. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you can't be there every year.
Hi,
no.
Adriana.
I just want to say I love the chat room tonight. I want to give some shout-outs to the Bronx in the house.
Wifey.
If I'm saying, yeah, wifey material. How's Evie? If I'm saying this wrong, I'm sorry. Carrie Sneezeleys. Well, good show, she says. Miss Glow. I know she was just working it, Miss Glow. I saw it all. Crystal Marsh. Jess. Face One. Mr. No Pants. Oh, God. KFN Dog. Judy Max. 53, Debbie Dawson McKenzie. Oh, God, I hope I didn't forget anybody. All
Night
the guests,
Owl
Dr.
Phil.
Lola.
Gotta
Chris
say hi
Blossomo.
To Lola.
Yeah. BB Boston and Big John. Big John, who was awesome to host a great barbecue event in Vegas. Love
Out
you.
In Vegas. Yep.
If I missed anybody, I'm sorry.
Mr.
I'm sorry.
Phil.
Yep, we got Mr. Phil, 53. Everybody out there, Glow, I know she's ready to go. That girl is roaring.
She wants to be on Survivor in the worst way.
Love it.
She's
going to
be in Virginia.
She wants to be on Dancing with the Stars with Russell, and we know what's going to happen there. Love match made in heaven. But I just want to say, glad to have Russell on. Glad you guys all respect him for what he is, whether you do or you don't. I think you still can respect him as a great reality star, probably one of the best Survivor ever to go down in history. Who hasn't won? Who hasn't won? Because there's a lot of winners out there. I'm not taking that away from them. His family has opened up a lot of doors for different reality shows they've been on, so you have to have respect for that. And I honestly, I'm pleased, like, I need more. I need more Hans. I don't know about you guys. You love to hate them, hate to love them, period, end of story. And if that's what you love, then you're a reality junkie like me, okay?
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, before you go, I'm just curious, you're not going to take next Monday off, are you?
I am flying that day. So, I know. That's the problem. It's like I can't do much when I'm in the skies, you know?
Yeah, well,
I'm the sunshine. I'm literally the sunshine in the sky.
Yeah. Well, sunshine,
you know?
I really wish, but I don't want to take away your fun, but I really wish you were flying back Sunday because we miss our sunshine.
We do.
I know, you know, and I actually did request to come back on Sunday, and there was circumstances that happened, and I had to come back on Monday. You know, I love April, and there's so much going on that me and her don't get to spend a lot of time together, so I try to come in a day early, and I try to leave a day late, just so that me and her can spend some, you know, relieving time before and after,
down,
you know?
Downtime, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's downtime because me and her certainly don't have downtime. but it's a fix, you know, just to get – I always use this, and it's so ironic, to get to reality and back to reality, you know. So I am going to be spending some time with her. So I'm going to get back to you guys, but as of right now, I'm thinking no, so I'm going to have to find – somebody who's got to fill 9.5 shoes, who doesn't mind some blisters for a week.
We will work on that. Michelle, there is one announcement that I've been making this week in all of our shows. I don't know if you know Sarah Miller, who's been to many of the events. I know she's been at Toys for Tots
before. Yeah, that's my girl.
Okay, well, her sister, Crystal Marsh, has a 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Alexander. And he has been diagnosed with a rare disease called CD40 ligand deficiency. And just last week, they were called and granted a wish by Make-A-Wish Foundation. And they will be going down to Give Kids the World in Celebration, Florida, and staying for a week and going to Disney World. And Crystal has decided to give back to Make-A-Wish for granting her son this wonderful wish. And they're having a dance up in Canada, where she lives, to do a fundraiser to raise funds to give back to Make-A-Wish for this wish that she's been granted for her son. And they're doing this dance and a silent auction. And so she's got a Facebook page set up. And
And I'll be sending my autograph pics to Miss Crystal.
Oh, great.
So,
that's so great. The
yes.
Facebook page is called Fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Southwestern Ontario. And any reality star who can give something maybe that's autographed or any fan who can go there and make a donation would be great.
Something. I'm going to be
great.
I'm going to be in Virginia, and I'm going to make sure that I get as much possible sent. Me and Cowboy actually talked about it this week. I'm going to be sending some autographed pics. I know Cowboy's going to be sending stuff, but why not take care of all that business in Virginia with the cream of the crop.
That would
and,
be so wonderful, Michelle.
When it comes to kids, I mean, how can anybody not want to give? I mean,
right.
You
and
know?
What this means is CD40 ligand deficiency means that he was born without an immune system. So any little childhood, you know, illness like chickenpox or measles or any little thing, if he got pneumonia, anything could be so, so dangerous for him. And it's just so scary for Crystal and all of her family and for little Alexander. And I've been talking to Crystal quite a bit. And just anything that anybody can do, she really wants to be able to give back to Make-A-Wish for granting her son this. And, you know, many, many reality stars go to that big reality event that Give Kids the World has down there every July. It's in late July every year.
Yep.
They go down to that big event, and now we have one of our own who's actually utilizing this facility. And
amen.
I just think it would be great for, you know, the reality stars to sort of pitch in and give back to somebody who's actually going to be utilizing that facility down there right now. So if you can do anything, Michelle, I know she would greatly appreciate it. So I just wanted to mention that on your show before you go. And
well, I appreciate it because I'm actually going to send tweets out and Facebook out so that there doesn't have to be much sending. If either I can send them a an address, or give them an address, I should say, for them to send it, or if I can just collect the items and I can send it all together, I'm sure that's not going to happen. But if Crystal, I don't know if she's still listening. If she can somehow get in touch with me before I leave, so that I have I have the link that I'm going to be able to share. If I can somehow get an address or something for me to be able to let these people know where to send it to, because that's one thing that I'll tell you is that these reality people are all about making sure they take care of what's important. And
right.
If they have an address or if they can give it to me, if they're there, whatever's easier for them. But if I can get Crystal,
she said she will send you her address. So
perfect. And then we can get this ball rolling, so that, you know, there can be another person, another few kids maybe, because I'm sure with all that's going to be sent, that there'll be more than just one wish that will come true for one of those beautiful children. And
thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah.
I know, it's
so hard when you see
kids. I know, it's so hard when kids are sick, and it's just not fair. So it's so sweet of you to do what you do, and I know that you you'll get out there in Virginia and talk to those people and get them on the ball as well. So everyone in the chat room is thanking you. So it's so sweet of everybody to say thank you. And thank you, Michelle, from me too. I don't want to bring everybody down. I want to wish our Jess BB Love a happy 21st birthday tomorrow. Jess, we love you and wish you a great 21st birthday tomorrow. And we will celebrate with you again at Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. And that event is coming up very quickly, too. That will be November 30th through December 2nd. And people usually, just like most events, arrive a day early, leave a day after. So if you can make it to that event, get in touch with Panther Kitty or our very own Michael Cowboy Ellis. They are running that event, and they will get you all the information.
Or you can call me. You can just get in touch with me.
Yeah. Michelle Costa also goes to that event every year, and she has all the information too. So one of those three will get you all the information you need to get to Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. It is an awesome, awesome event. It's a very intimate event, and you really get to spend time with the reality people that are up there. I love it, and I had such a great time up there last year. So if you can make it, I highly suggest you go to that one. Reality Rescue is such an amazing event also. I wish I could make it to that one. One of these years, I'm going to make it to Reality Rescue. Damn it. I just want to go to that one so bad. I just can't afford it.
It's definitely worth it. Well, you know what? You're a very popular lady, Miss Cherry. You can't split your body in all these different pieces, you know?
I wish I could make it. If I could afford it, I'd be there. There is not a direct flight for me from St. Louis.
One of us has to hit the Pablo. Gosh darn it.
I keep trying.
I'm looking for lightning. I'm like, strike me, damn it. Once I get struck by lightning, it's a go. I can win the Pablo.
Okay.
That's the stat.
That would help us all. We could share it with all the Rad Reality Show family too. Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, Michelle, you normally stay on right to the end, but I want to make sure you do, because the closing clip is a new one that has a little Michelle flavor to it. So that's
hell
a little cheesy.
We are going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. I want to invite everyone to come back tomorrow for Jody's Box of Reality, Thursday for our Survivor show, back again on Sunday for Louie's TAR's second pit stop, and then back again on Monday for Manic Monday. So those are our four shows of the week. Make sure you come back and join us for each one. Thank you for being here tonight. We love you all. Take care. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron to close our show. Take care, everyone.
Sherry, you did super tonight. And Paul, thank you guys. Have a great night. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart. It's the end of our show.
Special clip, Paul. Thank you so much for putting that together. I want to thank everyone once again for being here with us. Have a great night. Be kind to each other, as I always say. We love you. God bless.